Jesus calls us to communion, and he gives himself to us in this Mass, in the Eucharist. He gives us himself to sustain us, to help us to follow our path, our journey of faith, each and every day. And if we remain and abide in Jesus, coming to Mass often, every Sunday, receiving Jesus as much as we can in the Eucharist, our ability to follow him and live the faith that we have been given will be strengthened. I'd like to do a little Pictionary, I guess, today. We'll look at the pictures on the ceiling and use those to kind of meditate upon how it is that God calls us to follow him. Now, if we look at this first picture here, we see the calling of the disciples. Jesus is calling them. And each of us has been called. Each of us has our own calling. And it's a call that continues on throughout our days. You know, it's not something that happens once and then we either listen or we don't. It happens daily. It happens every moment. We're called to follow Jesus. It's the beginning, right? And when we begin that call, we enter into the church through baptism, and we begin that formal journey of faith. And we look over here. We have the calming of the storm. It's probably my favorite one, just because it's so crazy. You have the disciples there, they're praying, they're seeking God, they're saying, Jesus, help us. And how often do we have these storms in our own lives, these moments when we are terrified or we don't know what to do, or we feel helpless, or we feel shipwrecked, we feel like we're stuck. And in those moments, Jesus comes to us and he calms the storm. We go to him, he's the one that can help us, he's the one that can save us from that great storm or that great difficulty in our lives. And if we go to the back here, it took me a while to figure out that one, but I think it's, let the children come to me. And it's a good reflection for us. Do we go to Jesus? Are we those children? Are we those who are aware of our own childlike just receptivity before God? You know, a child is one who is curious. A child is open. A child is unafraid to approach. And that's how we need to come to Jesus, with open hearts, hearts ready to receive. And also another way to think about it is, who are the children of God that we are called to invite to Jesus? You know, in the story, the disciples are kind of standing there saying, no children, you must stay away. Jesus is busy. Or I don't know exactly how it goes, but Jesus says to them, let the children come to me. And so, just as in our first reading we heard in Acts of the Apostles, there were people who were saying, you need to do these things. You need to follow these things before you can be a Christian. And they weren't really things that the church was saying that we need to do. Things like being circumcised. Things like doing the old Jewish traditions. Those things are fine in themselves, but it's not what the church asks. So do we put barriers between others? Do we find barriers between us and Jesus? Jesus says, let the children come to me. Are we able to reach out? Do we see the people around us as the children of God who need to come to Jesus? And of course, we have the Last Supper, where Jesus gives us the Eucharist. We receive Jesus in this way. He instituted this sacrament for us, to help us. And that at this first Mass, in the Last Supper, he gives himself to the disciples, to his apostles. And now, we come together every Sunday or every day, if we like, to receive Jesus in the Eucharist. And it is the Eucharist that makes us close to Jesus. It helps us to remain in Jesus. It's the Eucharist that we come to receive. It's the very body of Christ. And when we receive that into our lives, it allows us to grow closer to Jesus, to remain in Jesus. And so important. You know, with the Eucharist, when we come to receive him, it helps us to follow Jesus, as in the first picture. It allows us to overcome those storms in our lives that we see in the second picture. It allows us to have the eyes of Christ that we can see those around us, those who are the children of God, that we too can have the eyes of a childlike faith in Jesus, and to stay close to Jesus in the Eucharist. How often do we receive the Eucharist with that intentionality, to receive it with an awareness of, this is Jesus. Jesus. This is Jesus who comes to me. Are we aware of that? Do we come to receive him with devotion? Do we seek to come with open hearts, with our hearts free of sin, free of anything that would be a barrier from us to God? In our gospel today, Jesus tells us that he will remain with us. And how does he do this? How does Jesus remain with us? Through the Eucharist, through the Mass, through the sacraments. We come to Jesus, and he gives us himself. We remain in his presence through these sacraments. So today, I think it's a good thing for us to reflect. How are these things going in my life? Have I received the call? Am I following that call? Am I in the midst of a storm? Have I been able to pass through those storms? Do I trust in Jesus in those times? Or are those the times that I turn away from Jesus out of fear? Do I come to Jesus as a child with faith? Do I bring others to Jesus, helping them to see Jesus, to receive him? And do I come to the Eucharist? Do I come to Mass regularly to receive the Lord, to open my heart to him, to allow his presence to be in my life? Today, let us ask Jesus to help us to continue our journey of faith, to receive him as often as we can with devotion, with love. And may we today on this great feast, as we continue our feast of Easter, may we continue to go deeper and deeper with Jesus in our lives.